All stations, all stations, all call signs. This is Wrecker Actual, over. Stand by for transmission. Prepare to copy. This is American Vindicta. Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is episode 57 of American Vindicta. I am your host, Doug Thornton. Today, we have a special guest, a fellow brother in arms, Jamie Walden. We're going to bring Jamie on. We're going to let him give you a description of who he is and what he's been up to. And then we're going to talk about some very interesting topics. We're going to talk about Facebook's metaverse and what does that mean as a Christian. We're going to talk about potential war with Russia and then civil war in America. And we're just going to really see where this goes. Real quick, before we bring Jamie on, we have to pay some bills. So Mountain State Survival, mountain-state-survival.com. If you need anything for your preparatory needs, if you need the kit to be made, if you need the tents, if you need the food cooking elements that are in that, please go to mountain-state-survival.com. And purchase your needs through Jeff. Right now is a very, I guess you would say, a very urgent time for preparation. If we are potentially fixing to walk into a war with Russia, next month is going to be too late whenever the missiles have already fallen. Now, I don't mean to say that to scare people, but we are on a war path with Russia because of our government. That can turn bad very, very fast. Listen, this isn't about making money. All right, if we wanted to get into this business for making money, I would have been doing something else. This is about preparing you, preparing America, helping you to prepare your family. So please visit Mountain State Survival. That's mountain-state-survival.com. Also, Steve Quayle. Please go to stevequayle.com. Look up his Precious Metals website. And if you need any exchange for the greenbacks to the silver or gold, right now is the time to do it while it's still legal to even do it. I can't believe these people haven't made buying and purchasing and selling gold and silver illegal yet. But when our currency fails, silver and gold will be there. So make sure that you have something in your back pocket for whenever no one cares about the dollar anymore. And finally, Robert Griswold. Go to readymaderesources.com. If you need night vision, if you need ballistic helmets, if you need large amounts of survival food, or if you just need help with constellation, trying to figure out how you should prepare for your area, for your family, give Robert Griswold a call. All right, everything's out of the way. If you want to email me, you can go to AmericanVindictaShow.com. I do answer emails that surprises some people. If you have any show tips, go there, send them to me. I'll listen to them. I'm not one of these people who will just discredit everything. If you feel like donating to the show, we do have a donation button on there. And everything that you donate goes directly into the show. It doesn't go into anything else. It helps with the cameras and the lights. And eventually, we're going to be doing some really cool stuff here at the show. So, you know, all donations are very much welcomed. And if you like what you're listening to, if you like the previous episodes, please share them with your friends and family. The best way that we get prepared is by spreading messages like this show and others. So support your small business, support your patriotic business, and everything's out of the way. Jamie, come on. Let's have a little conversation, Jamie. Let's hear what it is that you've been doing lately.
Yeah, man. Thanks for having me on. People don't know, Doug and I have a history and a similar background, and we've been able to enjoy some brodeos, different places around the country over the last few years and stuff like that. So for your listeners, I'll just give them a quick breakdown of my pedigree. I don't say this for any type of vainglorious self-exaltation. It's just my pedigree. And just so you know who you're talking with. But yeah, my name is Jamie Walden. I have a background, U.S. Marine Corps Infantry, similar to Doug. Went to college, got my degree, did history and law enforcement, did a stint with the U.S. Marshals, so did a little bit federal. They were in a hiring freeze, so I ended up jumping over to local law enforcement. So I was a street cop for a little while before changing careers again and becoming a firefighter paramedic on a technical rescue team for a decent-sized city west of Chicago. So I was doing that for a while, did tech rescue. And from there, I kind of sprung into doing some different types of international disaster relief type stuff. Went back in Iraq freelance to serve our brothers and sisters and embedded with the Peshmerga for a little bit. Did some stuff like that before going and actually being called by the Lord to surrender everything and went into full-time mission field. So me and my family and sold everything, purged everything, followed the Lord. We were missionaries in the Dominican Republic for a couple years, lived down there. Came back, got burdened to write a book called Omega Dynamics, Equipping a Warrior Class of Christian for the Days Ahead. And since writing that book, you know, I just kind of fell in by the Lord's leading a full-time ministry, do a little bit of preaching, a little bit of teaching, a little bit of emergency family preparedness all around the country, travel the country, teaching different types of basic emergency family preparedness and tactics. And most recently, what I've been doing is got slotted to go do a network TV show. So doing expeditions for ancient archaeology and historicity and antediluvian age type stuff. And currently now I moved to Colorado 4 months ago and took over a Christian camp in outside Durango, Colorado. So now we are currently running and operating Calico Buffalo Base Camp, which will be a place to really teach and train and encourage men to grow in their warrior priestly calling and stand up and lead their families in a godly way. So anyways, long-winded, but I got a really strange background.
Well, amen to that, man. You know, it takes all types to put these type of characters together in God's playbook. And I am so very thankful to have someone like you on our side, because you and I both well know that there are plenty of guys out there with your training, with my training, who are not on our side, that, you know, we will still try to attempt to win to the Lord. But Jamie, there may come a day when we can no longer talk and the only thing we can exchange is bullets.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, it is hard. It's a difficult thing. You know, I was out there in D.C. on January 6th and was out there voicing our grievances with what was going on. And more particularly, I know that there's way more power now that I didn't know as a young man, but that there's 1,000-fold the power in prayer. And so I went out there with three other good brothers and really went out there to intercede for the nation, not as like some faulty rah-rah patriotic, I support Trump. Listen, Trump's a globalist. I don't support Trump. I support right governing and right rule and righteousness in the land. That's what I support, right? So let me just clarify that. Had nothing to do with Trump. It had to do with making war against things in the unseen realm. So I was out there on January 6th, you know, and ended up having some interactions where I was able to be a part of protecting some of the Capitol police officer lives. That's my background. I'm like, dude, I'm not here to hurt police officers. I'm here to voice our grievances and pray over this wicked nation. And because of that, the FBI showed up at my door within 5 days. And they made very clear right off the bat that they were in no means in favor of me or anybody like me. They have been completely, utterly given over to delusions of their minds, and they are hostile to the foundational aspects of our nation. And many in federal law enforcement are that way. I mean, I'm sure you can attest to it with your background in the DHS. You have DHS is more of a mix. It's more of a bro club. A lot of warriors from frontline units have join like the Border Patrol and DHS. So you get a lot more of the authentic, patriotic, freedom loving type of individuals. But the majority of the other federal law enforcement agencies have been completely weaponized and so are under such strong delusions that they actually demonize nuclear families. They demonize patriotism. They demonize constitutional liberties. They demonize Christianity, hardcore Christianity. They demonize anybody who would remotely speak against their agenda. And their agenda is complete acquiescence and slavery to a system that they don't even fully know and understand. So, yeah, man, I'm in agreement. That's what I'm saying.
Well, you know, I didn't know when I would eventually talk about this, but you know, because you just brought it up, I feel convicted to speak about this. And I'll be honest with you, what I'm about to tell you, I've been nervous to talk about for a while, just because we've seen the repercussions of this government. You know, we see that our government is not for and by the people anymore. And you know, I worked in federal law enforcement for 10 years. I worked for the Department of Justice for the Federal Bureau of Prisons. I worked for Department of Homeland Security in a branch called the Federal Protective Service for nine of those years. And for the last 4 years, I was on a specialized unit that, you know, we dealt with a little bit of everything. And, you know, primarily we almost lived in Portland fighting Antifa. But because I happened to have certain communications with certain people that were there at January 6th. And I mean, I was never part of any foundation. I'm not a part of any group. Still am not a part of any group. Was never a part of the Oath Keepers or all these other various groups that showed up out there. I only knew of some of the people. But because I knew of some of the people, I got a visit from the FBI in July. All right. While being active duty, federal law enforcement.
No kidding. I didn't know that. That's insane.
Yeah. I got that visit, and shortly thereafter, I was stripped of everything. They took my creds, they took my gun, they took my keys to my car, and I was waiting for my promotion to the team leader for our unit. And, you know, it felt like 10 years worth of hard work, of busting my ass work, traveling all over the country. I mean, you know, typically we were deployed 6 months or more out of the year. I was deployed more in America than I was out of America when I was in the Marine Corps. And, you know, I ever since I was 17, I had joined the Marine Corps. Everything that I've done as an adult, it involved working for the government and carrying a gun in some capacity. So you would think that, you know, a man like me, I have committed my life to working for the people, for working for the country, for the government to defend and uphold the Constitution from all enemies, foreign and domestic, until January 6th happened. And I more or less got told that I was to be considered a domestic terrorist or a domestic extremist, to the point that I was told that I made certain people nervous because I had, and the only thing they had on me was that I had verbal communication with somebody, so they stripped me. So I was more or less told that, and not more or less, this is a direct quote, that my oath was wavering to the country, and that I was considered to be a possible threat to the homeland. I almost flew out of my body. I could not, Jamie, I can't tell you the level of pissed off. And I'm sitting there going like, I'm 100% disabled veteran. I've had buddies who have died in this service. We have all gotten hurt during our service at some point in time in our career. We have all spent hundreds of hours, months away from our families. You know, there's birthdays I missed. There's anniversaries I've missed. There's a lot of turmoil that was created for my own social life for serving the government. And to be told that I am considered to be one of these, quote, threats, and my team was gearing up on standby to either get in our vehicles or get in a plane and go to the Capitol, because we were told the Capitol was under siege and we were watching it, even though most of us were cheering it on. Don't think that most people in federal law enforcement weren't sitting there going, oh, what a horrible thing is happening. Most of us were laughing. Most of us were going, look at all the Trump flags. Look at all the American flags. Hell, look, there's a Texas flag. Look at this. They're telling these radicals that call themselves politicians that we don't care about your laws. We care about the Constitution. We don't like your phony cronyism. We want the Constitution to be upheld, and we want our election to be upheld. We want abortion to end. There were so many people out there, freedom-loving Americans, who are veterans or who are just patriots.
It was amazing. I mean, I was out there. I was on the steps of the rotunda, on the terrace, and I was so encouraged by everybody. They were singing hymns and songs, people were in groups praying and all this. I mean, I was on the front of where the whole thing got breached, on the steps going up to the Capitol. you know, looking down at the phallic symbol Nimrod, that obelisk, you know, down the Washington Mall and stuff like that.
Yep.
I mean, I was literally right there. And I couldn't believe it. It was so cool. It was this overwhelming, like, positive emotional experience being there. And then literally because I've been trained in Op4, right, in opposition forces, and I've been a tactical trainer. I've also been trained in all kinds of riot control from the Marine Corps, law enforcement, blah, blah, blah. I watch systematically as the command, what would be the commander of the Capitol Police. You see him listening to his mic because I'm taking in my surrounding, right? Like, this is a high threat environment, even though there's positivity. Like, my spidey senses are through the roof. And I see him get on his radio. And then I look through the masses of crowd, the only ones that were being violent or even cussing. Nobody was even cussing except for a very particular group of people. I watched them look across from high places at each other. It was like they had their LPOPs out. And I watched them all systematically make eye contact and don gas masks at the same time and pull out, you know, whatever their makeshift batons were, and they just surged against the Capitol Police. It was full on infiltration Op4, trained Op4. They knew exactly how to goad the Capitol Police. They knew how to assault them. They knew how to get the Capitol Police to respond so that it would create a spiritual and an emotional fervor to draw on people who weren't a part of this psyop. And I watched them. They were commanded and controlled and highly organized and very efficient. And I would say out of the 1.2 million people there, which there was, don't listen to any of the media, out of the 1.2 million people there, they were this core group right smack in the middle on this terrace that was probably about 80 men strong who did it all. All of it. And so it was almost as if the Capitol Police were put out there specifically to be cannon fodder to create the death of a law enforcement officer so that the other Capitol Police would fire on the crowds. And now you have your shot heard around the world. And right. But what's insane, what's insane was how the media reported it. When we left there, when it started getting crazy, we left there, didn't have any part of the breaching lines or anything. We're like, holy cow. You know, I mean, part of me is going, this is kind of cool, but I'm like, dude, this isn't why we're here. We're here to pray, you know? So we ended up dragging a couple, one Capitol Police officer back through his lines, took a beating from all they see is a guy laying hands on one of their cops, but I was dragging him away from these Antifa thugs. They pulled him over the line. They were monkey stomping his face. His radio went everywhere. His badge went somewhere. I'm like, dude, do you know what somebody could do with that Capitol Police badge? So I go in there throwing blows, try grabbing his badge and his radio. I see it getting kicked around in the scrum pile. I grab this Capitol Police officer by his body armor and start dragging him up the steps. Boom, 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 dragging him back up the steps to the police lines. So now the Antifa guys are beating the snot out of me. And as I get right to the edge of their police lines, all they see is a guy laying hands to one of their brothers. And so the Capitol Police are batoning me and pepper spraying me and just beating the snot out of me on the other side. And I'm going, I'm blue, I'm blue, I'm blue. You know, I'm yelling out like, I'm blue, man, I'm blue. I'm trying to help your guy. Finally, somebody had a wherewithal to see that I was trying to help, and they parted their riot line, and they let me drag their cop back behind them. And I said, listen, here's his badge. Here's his radio. Here's his badge. They were trying to take it. And they said, thank you. And I ended up standing online with the Capitol Police. And literally like screaming and rebuke at all these Antifa thugs, like, you know, with particular expletives, but like, this isn't why we're here. And this is not what you're not going to lay a hand on these guys. Like, this isn't where your fight is with the lawlessness in high places. It's not with these guys, you know? Yeah. Anyways, yeah. Not to derail you, but to me, to see the power structure of the media and these other agencies, these law enforcement agencies, and how they've been weaponized, I go, dude, I don't say this to discourage anybody. I go, what freaking chance do we stand against that? They own it all. They control it all. They manipulate it all. Truth is dead in the land. Justice is dead in the streets. What the heck do we do to overcome? They're coming at you, active duty, federal law enforcement, and saying you're a domestic threat. What are they doing in the military? What are they doing to the street cops? What are they doing everywhere? Dude, they are systematically purging the entire constructs of the United States of America for a full-on Luciferian, dictatorial, globalist overthrow of anything good, godly, pure, righteous, lawful. They're going to overthrow it all. And it's nuts how far down the prophetic timeline we actually are.
Well, and what's funny is, like, it wasn't too much longer after I had that interaction with the FBI that I had just got back from my last deployment in Portland, where I was the tactical commander for the operation. And, we're doing what we do, and we're fighting Antifa. We're running warrants on them. We're making some decent arrests, trying to make charges stick. Of course, every charge that we had was almost always a felonious charge, and they never stuck. But you can verify. And I was on the phone. Me and my brother were on the phone with a guy that works for our agency that was at the Capitol finding pipe bombs, hearing about guns being found all over the place. It sounded like everything was breaking down and they were running in every different direction. And there is, it was multiple fires to be put out. We know the RNC also had two pipe bombs over there by it. There was a vehicle that supposedly was found that had a bunch of guns that was hidden in like a cooler. But, none of that really makes it to the press. And if it does, it's never talked about. Because, Jamie, they'll never take a guy like you or me and take us on a Fox News and let us talk about this.
No.
They're too scared, no, right?
Never. Yeah, so, never. And you know what? When the FBI agents came to my house, I told them all that. And they're like, oh, yeah. Oh, cool. Yeah. Tell us more. They do all their silly little entrapment stuff. And like,
oh, yeah.
Good you're in the Marine Corps. Oh, yeah. We're prior infantry, too. Man, we're all brothers. So tell us what's going on. I'm like, you guys have been given over. And I don't know why and what it is. If it's just the pension, if it's the power, what it is. Like, why are these, in particular, the FBI is the most weaponized institution in America.
Let me interrupt you right there. I have a good friend of mine who occasionally listens to this. And I'm not going to give out who he works for. I'm just going to say he was a special agent. And he worked in Porsche in part with the Bureau. So I'll stop right there. But he told me, because we talked about this, we talked about January 6th, which he thought was amazing. We talked about all the evil, debaucherous stuff that's happening throughout the government. Dude, it started back with Obama. It really did start with Obama.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
It really did. And I was asking, I was like, hey, man, what is the percentage that you think the FBI is corrupt? He said, oh, 80%. Right off the bat, 80%. He said, 80%. He said, even whenever we had our groups and we were on some sort of a task force, all of the veterans would be in one little group. And then you had all the nerdlings, because, the better portion of FBI are a bunch of nerds.
Yeah, they're academics. People don't understand that about federal law enforcement is the majority of them are academics. And so
DHS is the difference. DHS pulls almost straight from veteran corps. That's why they have such a problem.
Border Patrol and Marshals. The Marshals, they joke that it's the little Marine Corps. They say 60% of all U.S. Marshals are former Marines.
Yeah, it's the same thing. It's the same thing with Customs and Border Patrol. It's the same thing with the blue side. Same thing with the green side. Even with me, whenever I was an actual federal cop, you had to be a veteran in order to work for us. You had to be. Obama signed that into law. Now, occasionally you got some bleed throughs every now and then, and a nasty civilian would get through, and they stuck out like a sore thumb. But it was, for the most part, all veterans. So when you think about that, man, you're like, could we ever be like Nazi Germany? Could we ever really become like the Nazi order police or like the SS, where we actually go and pick up these, degenerate groups of people that the New World Order no longer likes? And could we really theoretically see our own brothers and sisters taking us to a camp somewhere? And I'll tell you right now, the conversations I've had recently with people who are current federal law enforcement, retired federal law enforcement, or current military, retired military, that answer is yes. That answer Absolutely. Is most definitely yes.
And I would add to that, too, because I get asked this a lot of times, is what about the military? The military would never do that. I go, oh, you don't know the military. And I had a recent conversation with a very high profile, almost celebrity status military insider from Pentagon and blah blah blah. Very, very high status. Everybody would know the name if I said it, and I won't say the name. And I had a conversation with him, and you know, he's a media pundit, news pundit, blah blah. Anyways, well connected. He said, and he has been in that world, that almost all, not all, but almost all of the Joint Chiefs and all the general staff from all branches, including the Marine Corps, are complete academic Marxist, socialist, communists, and are completely on board for this systematic of passive manipulation and transformation of America from the inside out. He said he, and I'm telling, stupid connected. Like, I just can't say his name. Stupid connected. He said that they are all paid for. They're all bought and paid for. There is no sense of loyalty, devotion to duty, oath, you know, a swearing of an oath, constitutional republic, the greater good of the society of America, the future of America, multiple generations. Like he said, it is unbelievable the depths to which they have gone. He said, in a heartbeat, they will command and control their forces against the American population in a heartbeat.
Here's my problem. My problem is that from what I've seen and from what I've heard is that within the core of the officers, there is that communistic problem.
Let me just add this real quick. And just like we were talking about within the Bureau, it's because they're coming from academia. They come through the colleges. They come through, which is what the Perestroika deception of the Russians said 60 years ago they were going to do, was through the titans of industry and through academia, they could erode the entire construct of the West, and they could embed their communist doctrines, and they would actually take down America from the inside out. All the officers, they're officers because they come through academia first. All the majority of people in the particular federal agency, FBI, are academics. They're not door kickers. They're not typically coming from different municipal or state law enforcement agencies, although you do have some of that in there. Most of them are coming straight through academics. So they are pre-ingrained and predisposed to a worldview that is adversarial, like teeth gritting are adversarial towards the historic spirit of this nation and of the Judeo-Christian values of this nation.
Yeah. And you know, they recruit out of our population, because I remember whenever I was coming out of the Marine Corps, before I EAS'd, we had recruiters from, DEA come, and I was stationed in Hawaii at a Kaneohe Bay, and they came to our group while we were going through with the VA about all the stuff you can do and, you know, how you write your papers to get out. And they came and recruited us, and they primarily only wanted to draw from a certain group of us. You know, they wanted guys who had combat experience, guys. There was a certain criteria that they were looking for. And I remember I didn't take it, obviously. I got out and I had done some other things. But whenever I got into federal law enforcement, I remember I applied to FBI, and they only wanted people with college. And I'm sitting there going like, well, what happens when the FBI raids one of these compounds or raids, you know, because, you know, back then it was all Al-Qaeda and the Taliban and all that other stuff. What happens when you raid one of these compounds and you need actual shooters, not thinkers? You know, not saying that shooters can't be thinkers, but, you know, spectacles over here with the shotgun, I'm not going to trust them. I want the guy with the scars on his face to be my front man. And, you know, many of us have applied, and they said, oh, you know, sorry, you have, you know, a vast amount of experience and you have all this stuff that it's everything we need, but you don't have that 4-year college degree for underwater basket weaving. However, yeah. DEA was the same way, and then ATF was the same way. And then it started to open up to where now, you know, now because of numbers and because there was such a plethora of veterans getting out then, you know, from our generation, yeah, they started to downsize the requirements, you know, 2-year degree or, you know, whatever. And even the FBI still, I remember they specifically on one of the things that was on USA Jobs, they said they specifically want people with combat experience. They want prior enlistment with combat experience of some sort, and a degree. And I'm sitting there going, why the degree? Because you idiots are doing a lot of the same cases I'm doing. You idiots are doing a lot of the same things I'm doing. And we've had the FBI on our warrants before. And you know what? They're normally 20, 30 feet behind us while we're at the door. It's a different world. And like whenever you talk to one of the SACs, like they don't think, you know what? When I talked to one of their special agents in charge, 99% of the time, it felt like I was talking to like the lieutenant colonel of my battalion. You know, he thinks he's so far up here and we're so way down here. And they really have that discouragement of, you know, not messing with the inferior ranks of people. And they set themselves on a higher class. But that is the hierarchy of the government. The SES level, the well-established GS-15s and the senior executive staff members, that is your deep state that we talk about so much. But the average American doesn't understand that they are still federal employees. The average American doesn't understand just how much power the federal government has over America. The federal government should have been kept in check. It should have been small. It should have stayed small. And the states should be running the states. But instead, the federal government does now. And
yeah,
the thing,
yeah, it's tough. You know, when you look at the majority of the other agencies, because when I was with the Marshals, which was a short stint, I was an intern there in a hiring freeze. You know, I'm not officially deputized or anything. I just had the opportunity to work with them, but they went to an 8-year hiring freeze. And so I had to go jump into municipal law enforcement. But in the Marshals, since you are the extractors when warrants come in for the other agencies, so we worked with FBI, DEA, ATF. Those were primarily the agencies we worked with. And, you know, this isn't to be disparaging towards federal law enforcement at all. As you know, there's a lot of warriors in federal law enforcement, and the majority of them are do it because they are altruistic. They do believe in a greater good. They do want to protect the unknowing masses from the wolves that are prowling about in the darkness, you know, and from the threats of real terrorism, not the counterfeit made up boogeyman terrorists to create a $7 billion a year, you know, illicit drug trade. But the, you know, like, you have DHS and majority of their underling agencies, not underling, but like, you know, sister agencies that all fall under DHS, you know, Border Patrol, ATF, DEA, the U.S. Marshal Service and the Secret Service. These guys are still legit. Like they're legit. They're old school. They honor courage and commitment, man. Devotion to duty. Oh, swearing a lot to loyalty. Wow, that was pretty amazing. How did I do that? That was amazing. But they're legit, man. They're still a warrior class. And granted, a lot of times their leadership is corrupt. That's all leadership, because once you get at that level of bureaucracy, it's pay for play at the bureaucratic leadership levels in every agency, everywhere you go. Just like in the corporate world, it's the same thing in law enforcement. It's pay to play, right? Yeah. But the warrior class in them, they're solid, man. But there's the two agencies that have been so weaponized, they're no longer viable agencies. Although they carry the power, believe me, they'll snatch you up and there's nothing, you'll have no recourse legally because the Department of Justice is so corrupt. But the FBI and the CIA, with CIA's and, you know, foreign intelligence apparatus, blah, 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 all this stuff, they do not play by the rules of everybody else in the entire nation. They don't play by the rules of municipal, county, and state law enforcement. They don't play by the rules of the Department of Justice, and they definitely don't play and are beholden to any altruistic idea of a greater good. They serve no greater good. They serve a master, and they're beholden to anything that they're told to do. And that's what makes it so dangerous. It is exactly what Hitler did with eradicating the authentic law enforcement in Germany and raising up his own that was only beholden to him. It's textbook is what he did.
Yes.
And you know how he did it? Through fear and intimidation. Fear and intimidation.
Flag.
Yeah, and false flags. He systematically rounded up all the leadership of the not Nazi nationalistic bent, but the nationalism who believed in a good Germany and good schools and good kids, who Martin Luther came from Germany and all these great thinkers and all these great theologians came out of Germany. The law enforcement officers and the military corps that served the true Germany, he created his own specialized law enforcement unit within it. And in a single night, I can't remember the German name for it, in a single night, he rounded – Night of the Long Knives. That's what it was.
Kristallnacht.
Rounded them all up and eradicated them. Sound familiar? This is going on in real time.
So you had the Reichstag fire first, which is what gave the Nazis the ability to take over the entire government through a state of emergency. Does that sound familiar?
Sound familiar?
I've been saying January 6th is the American Reichstag fires for a while.
And we know it was because we know that even for all the pro-Trumpers out there, and believe me, I have rubbed shoulders with particular people in high places that are in the know. They have all said that that thing was a fabricated false flag from start to finish.
Led by the FBI.
Including those on the Republican side of the House.
Yeah.
The whole thing. Listen, they're all serving one end. There's like this duality of paradigms and right versus left and Democrat versus Republican, blah, blah, blah. Like that doesn't exist. That is only within the confines of us not want to break our normalcy bias. The reality is the majority, not all, the majority of those people at that level are serving one particular ends. And if you're a holdout, and if you actually have these altruistic values and these ethos and these codes of conduct that you stand on, they make sure that you will get nowhere within their community, their culture, their corrupt culture.
That's right. You know, and I've said this before, that the left wing and the right wing still belong to the same bird. Somebody is pulling the strings. And we've seen it, man. Whenever Trump was the president, and, you know, I like Trump's boldness and his audacity, but I never trusted Trump.
No.
Look, I probably just lost half my fans just then by saying that, but I'm not afraid to say that because abortion was still around. Hillary never went to prison and we still had an open border, even though Trump, you know, honestly was working on the border. I was part of the crew that was there for Trump's original wall system that was happening in San Diego when we had the various different types of walls that were being built. That was my team that was out there protecting that. And that sucked a lot. But Trump did try to do some good things. I think Trump got shown just how heavy-handed the deep state really was.
Yeah.
And he got stopped after that.
Let's not forget too, I mean, how far can you get when your name's on the Lolita Express flight list over six times? I mean, these are the things that people don't like to hear, but the bottom line is Trump was a Kabbalist. And so what, if you know anything about Kabbalism, Kabbalism is the root of all the occult mystery religions. Kabbalism is at the root of Freemasonry. It's at the root of the OTO. It's at the root of even like Thelema and Theosophy and all these different things. It's at the root of all Luciferianism. And it is the core teaching principles by which the New World Order tenets are built upon is Kabbalist.
His son-in-law, Jared Kushner, is a open Kabbalist.
Ivanka. So to me, I go, stop backing the I appreciated Trump's, I appreciated aspects of his leadership that was at least defending degrees of righteousness, right? He stood on degrees, but I'm like, I won't back a man. I back the ethos that bring about freedom. And what brings about freedom is goodness, righteousness, lawfulness, not lawlessness, right? Like a nuclear family brings about freedom, not perversions and not Jezebel spirit and not this sycophant, you know, just reprobate thing, like, and not undergirding terrorist organizations like BLM or Antifa, but actually using law enforcement to enforce the laws instead of being lawless and attacking the people that defend just goodness. Have you noticed that? It's not about the Constitution anymore. It's if you defend goodness, you are now a domestic terrorist. Just goodness. What's right. Goodness? How about a man and a wife? How about kids not being indoctrinated in public schools? How about not wanting an untested thing to be pumped into your body? How about not wanting nanotech? How about like if you just undergird basic tenets of goodness, this should tell people the lateness of the prophetic hour. You are now an enemy of the state because you believe in what is good.
So I that's an amazing speech. I have been tossing around this I guess you could say, idea of a post-apocalyptic America, right? And I like to call a lot of people out there post-apocalyptic patriots, because I think that's the route that we're headed. And, you know, we're going to segue now because, man, me and you can rant for hours. Just give us, give us a beer and a cigar, and we'll be doing this for hours. But let's talk about war with Russia. We only got about 20 minutes left, so let's talk about war with Russia, and then we're going to talk about what does civil war look like to you? So right now we potentially have a, as Fox News told us yesterday, a imminent invasion from Russia into Ukraine. Biden and the Democrats and the rest of the politicians just cannot allow that for whatever reason, probably because there's some more Hunter Biden's laptops out there. But we have to understand that whatever it is that we do in Ukraine against Russia can come back to America. It can affect any of the ACONUS bases that are in Europe that Russia can reach out and touch with missiles that, Jamie, we can't shoot down. They have better tanks than us. They have a lot of weaponry that is, I would say, superior to ours. They have planes that are superior to ours. You know, they have the, not just the means, but they have the tenacity, Jamie. If we openly attack Russia, Russia can stop all that through cyber attacks by taking down our grid, shutting down the banking system. They've already said it. They've already shown it. I think we had 4,000 cyber attacks within like a couple months last year. And that's coming from the FBI, one of the most credible, trusted sources ever. And we know for a fact that if they shut down the grid, if they do anything here in America, it's absolute hell. We're going to have an absolute apocalyptic scenario happen here in America. Law will not be there anymore, but we still have to fight Russia. And even though we say that we can, you know, through the hubris only of our politicians, do they say that we have to confront Russia or that we can beat them, we can use our nukes. So says dumb SOBs who are not going to be on the front line. Me and Jamie were those stupid kids that got sent to Iraq to go and close with and destroy the enemy. But yet at the same time, Jamie, there was no nukes. There was no infants with their heads being broken apart in the hospital rooms. You know, there was no weapons of mass destruction, apparently, that we found. You know, but we still got sent there, and rich companies got even richer. And the thing that I see about this is that if we go forward with this tampering with Russia, and I'm not a Russiaphile, I'm not a Russian apologist. I just see it as, Jamie, I don't want my Marines to get hurt again, right? I don't want my military to walk into another useless war because politicians can't keep their hands out of other people's pockets, let alone the kids' pockets. But they can't not have blood on their hands. And, Jamie, men like me and you, we have been a part of the Black Palm Society for a very long time. We have plunged our hands into the filth to keep the rest of America's clean. And only guys like me and you, and no offense to anyone else out there, but if you're a veteran who were in any sort of combat experience, you will relate to this. Or law enforcement. It gets damn dirty in law enforcement. But in order to fight evil, it gets really, really ugly. Really, really bad things happen. Innocent people die. We don't want that. And I don't want my own Americans, my teenagers, or potentially a draft happening and my kids getting picked up and sent over there for some rich man to get richer because of what? What does Ukraine give me? Ukraine gives me nothing but death. It gives me nothing but almost imminent destruction. Vladimir Putin never stopped making nuclear weapons. Vladimir Putin continued the progress of nuclear missile research and intercontinental ballistic research to now to the point that they have hypersonic missiles we can't touch. The Air Force came out a couple years ago and said that our satellites have seen the amount of weaponry that they've created. They never stopped. The Air Force came out and said our missiles, our intercontinental nuclear defense platforms that we have, air-to-air missile defense, cannot even knock down their missiles. Nine times out of ten, they miss.
Inferior. Yep. Yeah, and what most people don't know and understand as well, too, is that is the Russian fleet of seven submarines that are underwater, deep underwater cable cutters. And most people don't know that 97% of all communications are not satellite based. The satellite infrastructure is not what you think it is. 97% of all communications. So now think banking transactions, think everything that makes the world go around, are on underwater sea cables. Russia has surfaced off the coast of Norway after showing that it was down by a cable, getting ready to cut it. $10 trillion a day flows back and forth through those underwater cables. All the internet of the world flows flows through those cables. Everything does. And what people don't know and understand about Russia is Russia has no debt. Their debt to GDP ratio is 17%. Our debt to GDP ratio is 128%. Russia has its own backup banking system. They have their own international transaction system. They're not dependent on the rest of the world. Russia has their own internet. It is not dependent on satellite-based systems or the undersea cables. Russia has its own breadbasket. Russia has its own. They gain nothing. It is the U.S., because of the Great Reset that has been forecast by all the global elite, that must have war with Russia for a plausible deniability and the total destruction and overhaul and ushering in the New World Order. Know this, Russia is not historically a part of the New World Order. They are competing interests to it, but the New World Order in this whole globalistic mindset is particularly Anglo. It is European centric. The Russians are Slavic. They are considered almost like an East Asian entity that is completely separate, even genetically, from the Europeans. So this has to happen in accordance with their will, which is to tear down the entire system through the goading of a World War III. And by the way, Vladimir Putin has shown incredible restraint through all the accusations that the way that our media has tried to demonize him. He showed incredible restraint. And even this Ukraine thing, the nominal American has no clue what's going on in the Novorossiya region of eastern Ukraine and how they all want to be Russian because they are historically Russian. There's not a land grab going on here. There's not some crazy thing going on here. This is straight up our government is panicking because the pandemic didn't play out the way they thought it would, because the mass die-off didn't play out the way they thought it would, because the economics are crazy and people are waking up. And January 6th didn't play out the way it would, and all the false flag shootings under Obama didn't play out the way they thought it would, and they must have this giant nail in the coffin to bring about their next move on their chessboard.
It's always been like that. Every time the politicians get in trouble, a war starts, or towers fall, or planes fly into, you know, a Pentagon. There's always something, and you know, guys like me and you who've been in this part of this very chaotic world of defending the government, we know it best, and we know the shady stuff that happens. And, you know, there's really no voice for it. There really isn't. There's really no voice for it. You don't dare say anything half the time, Jamie. And when you speak out, you do get reprimanded, or you get, you know, all types of bad stuff happen to you. So that's why eventually guys like me and you just had to move out. You know, I foresaw myself, you know, retiring with that fat check and, you know, living out my life of, you know, just hunting elk for the rest of my days. But that didn't happen, and God put me here. God put you where you're at. We need more men like us, Jamie, because the pond is filled full of guppies, and there's not many of us alligators out there. And we need more men to speak up about this. Start your own platform. Get on the microphone and let us know how you think. People will flock to you and will listen, as long as your content is relative. But what we're talking about now, sorry for that tangent, but we're talking about now, though, is almost like an extinction level event that could happen. If we even dare launch a missile into the sky, nothing is stopping the Russians from launching all their missiles at us, because they don't need the United States. They now trade in yuan with China.
Yeah, the U.S. is no longer a major player on the global scene. It's pathetic, because it's all been done by intentionality, and most Americans don't understand it. We have this hubristic, faulty self-actualization that we're still this 1950s generation with the superiority. We don't get to ride their shirt tails into the next century. The bottom line is that that meeting with what they call it, the Normandy format or something like that, that just went down with Russia, Ukraine, Germany, and France. Uh-huh. That was one of the most significant geopolitical historical snubs of the United States of America since we got our freedom from the British.
So let me interrupt you on that. Yeah. I talked to Steve Quill last night. And, you know, Steve's all, we're all somewhat good friends over here. We all talk to each other. And I was reminded, Jamie, of something Steve said 10 years ago on the air, that eventually there will be two countries that Henry Groover saw in one of his visions of a destruction of the United States brought on by an invasion from Russia. And two of our allies would not support us in support of Russia. Now, this is from 10 years ago, okay?
That's where I was going with it, because yeah, it literally happened in real time. Yep.
Yeah. France and Germany. Germany said that we should respect Putin, and we should. You should respect him, because the man has the ability to cut off all your power in Europe. The man has the ability to roll over any military in Europe that he wants. And like you said, for the most part, he has really left people alone. You know, yeah, he really has. And then you have France. Macron now is going to Moscow, who's going to meet Putin to have this extra particular conversation about how all parties can agree to one thing. And we don't know what that is, but we know for a fact that now Germany is going against America. France is going against America. And I'm going to let you take it from there, Jamie. We got 10 minutes. We got 6 minutes left.
6 minutes. Yeah. So I just, you know, for the listeners out there, we're just trying to give you context that things aren't what they appear to be from a lot of different angles. And, you know, sorry, not sorry if anybody is a always Trumper and is offended by things we've talked about, or is a highly patriotic. Believe me, we're patriots, but we have to operate in reality. Unfortunately, because of the destruction of the Judeo-Christian values and the tenets of the constitution, of the nuclear family, of our being sold out from within. Listen, this is all prophetic fulfillment, ladies and gents. If you are a believer in Christ Jesus and you read your scriptures, you'll know that there's nothing here that surprises you at all. If you're not a believer in Jesus Christ, I would just encourage you to test and see if he is who he says he is. You will not be disappointed, and to run and be found hidden in him and in him alone for the days that are surely coming upon us. But America has been marked and sealed for destruction. Our number, our top five exports are abortion,
porn,
LGBT agenda, pharmaceuticals, illegal drugs, human trafficking, child sex trafficking, and pornography.
Yep.
We are truly Revelation 18, Mystery of Babylon, a haunt and hideout for every foul and unclean spirit that's made the whole world drunk with our immoralities. We've been the hammer in all the earth, and we have trafficked in the souls of men. You cannot do it. Doesn't matter how oblivious the general public is. Well, the only reason why that's going on is because how oblivious the general public is. The only reason why it's allowed to continue is because of how complacent, because of the luxuries and the wealth that we've been afforded, that the churches and that the communities are and that the people are. We will not sacrifice our stupid pensions and IRAs to stand up for goodness and truth and righteousness and justice and things that have. We won't sacrifice anything of ourselves. Hence why we have become a haunt and hideout for every foul and unclean spirit. Money corrupts completely, and the love of money, not money itself, the love of it is truly the root of all evil. And that goes from the top all the way down to even people who may be listening to this. We are all, any single one of us in this nation could be found to have a blood guilt on our hands, because we didn't stand and we didn't speak and we didn't care enough, because it wasn't impacting my bank account. So as long as I got mine, I'm good to go. And now it's going down in real time, ladies and gents. The nations that have historically been our allies are pivoting and conspiring behind closed doors for our complete obliteration.
That's true. Congress has become a home to Jezebel. You know, Ahab and Jezebel now run Congress, which is Biden and Kamala. But, you know, I don't care if there's something that I always say on the show. I don't care if I offend you. I'm going to give you the realest thing that I can give you from my heart. But I love seeing the American flag being waved. I fought for it. My Marines have fought for it. Your Marines have fought for it. And we have friends who have died for it. However, I am not so ignorant of an animal that I can be dismayed or that I can be mesmerized by my politicians waving the flag and, giving me patriotic, whimsical songs to then lure me asleep to the evils that are happening. We say make America great again. We say America first. I'll have you know, I am a Christian first. So how about we have Christ first before we have America first? I understand that Trump, he recently said that he wants evangelical Christianity to be strong again. Well, if that's true, President Trump, then the moment you become president again, I want you to take your military and I want you to have your military take the engineers and take their big badass looking bulldozers and bulldoze every single Masonic lodge in America and then go straight for every single satanic lodge that's in America and every single abortion clinic that's in America. You have the means to do it, but you don't do it. We cannot be sitting here just thumping our chest, looking down upon the valley, seeing Goliath and saying, well, I'm brave, but that's Goliath. Listen to me, ladies and gentlemen, we are facing an entire army of Goliaths right now. Big tech, illegal politicians who are trafficking people nonstop, a phony president right now. That's what I think. We have the New World Order. We have the LGBTQ. We have all these different zeitgeists that are out there. They're just another form of a Goliath that's meant to take hold of your mind, trying to implement fear and kill people. But all it's going to take is a little bit of faith and the swing of a rock, and we can get this damn country moving again. America, look what's happening in Canada. Get in your trucks, America. Go over to D.C. Surround the Super Bowl. Don't let anyone get in out of it. That is how we protest correctly in America. That's how we get their attention. They want a shooting war, Jamie. They want us to fire upon them. We have 1 minute left. Jamie, we're going to have to do this again. Tell everyone where they can find your book and anything that's upcoming that you got.
Yeah, man. People can get a hold of me at omegadynamics.org. So that's omegadynamics.org. You can find the book on Amazon or anywhere else. It's the title of the book, Omega Dynamics, Equipping a Warrior Class of Christians for the Days Ahead. I don't want to give any faulty perceptions. It doesn't have to do with anything in the physical. It's about having a right relationship with your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It's about having your roots grown so down deep in your identity in Christ that no matter what comes on the face of this earth, you will not be shaken, but you will continue to glorify him and advance his kingdom with honor, courage, and commitment. And there's actually no greater dread upon the powers of darkness than somebody who knows their God and knows their identity and their covering in Jesus Christ. So that's my focus. We speak to all these things, but at the end of the day, it's about being found in him and in him alone, because heaven and earth will pass away, but the word of the Lord will never pass away.
Amen. Amen. I'm going to reach back out to you. We're going to keep doing this. I think our audience is really going to like this, and be prepared for the times, ladies and gentlemen. It can only get worse from here. I'm not a pessimist. I'm just seeing things through a Christian reality. We know the New World Order is coming. We know the beast system is coming, and we know that our government is more than willing to roll out the red carpet for the Antichrist at this point. So, for now, ladies and gentlemen, that's all we got for you. This is Doug Thornton and Jamie Walden. You've been listening to American Vindicta. We're out.
All stations, all call signs. Prepare for transmission. This is Wrecker Actual. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. End of transmission.